This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's June 16, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God the Father. This first segment was originally released November 26, 2002. Nazarene, here's a good question. Are the demons mentioned in the Bible the same demons that we're fighting today?
Oh, no, Alora. The life expectancy of a creature of darkness is only about 1,000 years. The demons we fought in biblical times are long gone. Many of those were old to begin with, right at the end of their existence when they were at the peak of their power and just before they began to break down. So, no, it is not possible that the demons we are fighting today are the same ones that we fought in biblical times. The ones that we are fighting today are a whole new crop of creatures of darkness, but that doesn't make them any less dangerous or any less vicious. They're just the same as they always were. Creatures of darkness never, ever change. They must kill, they must make people kill, so they can draw the last bits of energy out of a dying body. This is their only food supply. The only way they can continue to exist is to get people to kill each other so they can feed on the dying bodies. That is why they make war. That is why they turn man against man and make people like Saddam Hussein and Adolf Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin, all these people that kill to feed them. That is what they need. And the only way that we will ever get rid of them, Alora, is to starve them out. It is very difficult, but someday we will make the world such a loving and caring place with so little killing and so little violence that the creatures of darkness will not have anything to feed on. The day will come.
That makes me so sick, Nazarene. I understand how strong the will to survive is, but imagine the agony they must endure to feed on a body that's been all broke up, that the spirit has left because it's in so much pain. What a horrible, miserable existence.
Why do you think it is called living hell, Alora?
We'll be back after the break. Jesus is fighting for Ellsworth. For more details, go to voicesfromspirit.com/ellsworth.htm. We're back. God, I think the first thing our listeners would want to know is, who exactly are you?
Alora, I think it is more a question of what I am rather than who I am. I am the combined essence of the six male souls that dance the dance of life with six female souls and created the life on earth. We are the foundation of the life on earth. All other life on earth except for your people are fragments of us that have grown and multiplied and made more spiritual energy and added to the whole of the universe. That is what I am, Alora. I am a focal point. I am an individual that is actually made up of many, many other individuals. In essence, I am the soul of the entire earth, along with my companions. But we have functioned so long as one that it is like we are one. We are so combined within each other that we can never be separate from each other. God the Mother and I exist in the holiest of all, and we can come out once in a while and do things, but mostly that is where we exist, in the focal point of Earth's spiritual energy.
Wow, but in our teachings it says that 10 souls dance the dance of life and create life on a new world, but you say 12.
Your teachings are absolutely right, Alora, but there are rare occurrences when more souls take part in the dance of light for various reasons. Earth happened to have 12. That's not unusual. It happens once in a great while. Your teachings are basically true. Most commonly, it is 10.
We'll be back again.